So that gets us into this little text here, Philippians chapter 3, 1 through 6. Does anyone from home want to read that? You guys come through so well. Carol Gutbrod.
1 through 6.
Thank you, Carol.
1 through 6.
Yeah, 1 through 6. Yep.
Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same thing to you is not irksome to me and is safe for you. Look out for the flock. Look out for the evil workers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the true circumcision who worship God in spirit and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also, if any other man thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness, under the law, blameless.
Great. Thank you, Carol. And Carol, you come through so well that I'm going to, you did so well that we're going to use you again later. Okay.
I got my Bible.
See, that's what happens when you do something so well, you're going to be asked to do it again. So hang on to that Bible there, Carol. Thank you. And it, Oscar's got the sound system going really well. You just project very nicely. So thank you. All right. So in our guide here, you'll see in verse 2 that Paul gives warning here to three types of people. In verse 2, do you see those, the listings? And they each start with that little phrase, look out, look out, which is, I mean, there's so much irony in this little verse. Look out, he says, and then he lists these three individuals. So the dogs, who do we think the dogs are? Remember any part of the Bible where someone's called a dog? Hmm. Would it be a good thing if someone called someone a dog?
No.
Can anyone remember a time where someone's called a dog? Jesus does it. He actually calls someone a dog. You know where this is? It's in Mark's gospel. I won't pull it up, but you can check it out.
Is it the Sermon on the Mount?
It's not. It's there's a situation where Jesus is talking about, well, you're not going to believe me, so I better look it up. So Jesus calls someone a dog. And he doesn't mean it in a kind way. Let's see. There's a passage in which, I'm not calling it to mind right now. Jesus says something about bread and how the crumbs.
Oh, fall at the feet.
Do you remember this? The crumbs fall down and... In that passage, when Jesus is talking to this person, she's a Gentile, and Jesus calls her a dog, actually. So in this passage, dogs typically is a term used for Gentiles. So is Paul saying, watch out for the Gentiles here? We're going to see some nasty writing here. Is Paul saying, watch out for Gentiles in verse 2? No, he's actually calling the Jews dogs. He's twisting the words around. In all three of these words here, he's twisting around. So the dogs are usually Gentiles, but he twists it around to say those who believe in ethnic purity. And he's really kind of pointing his fellow Jews. Now I move to the second term. Evildoers. So who do you think he's talking about, evildoers? Is he talking about people that go out and make witch brew and have bats flying around? Is that what he's talking about here? No, here's irony. So who's he talking about? If it's irony, it's the exact opposite. So what would be the exact opposite of an evildoer? It's someone who trusts in their works. He actually calls... I think what he's doing here is, again, irony. Someone who does works of the law, he calls them evildoers. And then the mutilation people, who do you think he's talking about there? If it's irony, what's the opposite of, so here we think that he's talking about those who just have an outward, those who were actually just trusting in circumcision. The mutilated people would be those who are just trusting circumcision, that they're in because they're circumcised. So Paul, in this section, this would have been very offensive to a Jew, what he's writing here, because he's flipped all the terms around. Why would he do that? Any thoughts? It was really twisted language for someone in the first century.
He'd get their attention.
Okay, yep. There's shock. Irony does that. It just shocks you. And then do you notice, who does he call in the true Christians as what? What is the term that he used to call true Christians?
Circumcision.
Circumcision. That term was only used for Jews. Now he's using it to Christians. He's redefining all these words right here in this letter. It's incredible. So again, Paul's redefining circumcision, that circumcision is not an outward act that's based on genitalia. Circumcision is an inward thing. It's your heart. It's who you are. So that's where he's going.
Are you reading the chats? Jeremy, are you reading? People are chatting. Are you reading any of those comments? Like Rick has several comments in chats.
I missed them. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah.
Those of you who are online are right on it. I'm just engrossed in what I'm saying, and Rick is throwing out some great comments. Let me thank you for that, Carol.
Yeah.
I'll pull those up. All right. Says, I just let them think that. I always like to fly under the radar, so it helps if they discount me. That was in an earlier discussion.
Yes.
Yep. This was about how to approach people. Rick says superiority versus approaching people from a broken situation. Rick says humility works. Romans, Canaanite woman. Yeah, the Canaanite woman. That's right, Rick. Rick's got it. The Jesus calls the Canaanite woman a dog. And are you an elder at this church, Rick?
So.
Okay, good. Yes, he is. All right.